News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a woman has taken the drastic measure of amputating her own finger after suffering from chronic pain for 8 years. Megan Cullen is her name. She is from Bantry in County Cork. I caught up with her this morning just before the show started. And I just want to warn people out there that some of the details of her story are a little bit graphic. So you have been warned. I started by asking Megan when and why she cut off her finger.
I cut it off Friday because I was just in so much pain for nearly 8 years and no doctor would listen to me. I begged them to amputate. I did so much research into it. I sent them all the information and they just kept saying no.
What happened 8 years ago that caused this?
I slammed it in a car door.
And was it really bad? Because I've cut my finger in a car door and, you know, a few minutes later, it must have been very badly damaged, was it?
I tried to walk away and realised I couldn't because the finger was still attached to it. And we went to the doctors. I told her how bad it was and he said I crushed it on impact.
So the bone inside had been crushed. I assume there was nerve damage and everything.
That's the whole point of CRPS, is that it's nerve damage.
And just describe what that pain was like for the 8 years. Was it constant? Did it come and go? Was it throbbing?
No, 24/7. Just throbbing, agony, and then you'd get a flare up and you'd just be rocking in a corner crying.
And when you took, did you take medication for that whole time or what did you do?
Yeah, I was on over the counter, and then you move up to prescription, then you move higher and higher because nothing's working and you have to take more of it.
And what were the doctors telling you? I assume you kept continually going to the doctors during this whole period.
I had my GP. He was following me through the whole lot and he was very supportive. But like the only person that could do it was a surgeon and they both refused.
When did you first say, it happened 8 years ago, you amputated, you cut it off yourself on Friday. At what point in that 8 years did you start thinking, hold on, this needs to be amputated? When did you give up on kind of trying to fix it and think, let's just get rid of it?
Every time they operated twice, it made it worse. Every time they injected, it made it worse. And I thought, right, so I'll do my research, I'll go into the doctors, and they just kept saying no.
So 2015 into 2016 is when you started really looking at
really
amputation.
Really researching it, yeah. I got onto an amputee site. I asked if anybody had CRPS and got it amputated. I got loads of info. I went on to the Mayo Clinic. I got loads of info. I got good and bad.
I know you don't want to talk about how you did it on Friday, but was it difficult to do?
No, I got a tourniquet with a tie wrap so I wouldn't bleed out. I got the Dettol. I got the duct tape to duct tape down my good fingers because I didn't want to hit them. And I heard my mother get up and thought, she can't see this. And so I just went for it.
And I assume, did you go straight to hospital then? Or
yeah, no, I came in. I said to my mother, ring an ambulance. I went back out. I grabbed the finger and I chucked it in the fire because I didn't want it to come at me and be sewn back on. And the ambulance came and we went to CUH.
What was the reaction in CUH?
They couldn't realise how clean it was. They said I did a very clean cut and I had to be assessed. And they realised then that I was in so much pain that it wasn't just a random act. You know, I did it for a reason.
You've stitches in it now, I assume, do you?
Still? Yeah, stitches, and they got rid of some of the bone so that they could make a flap to cut skin.
And how are you now?
Brilliant. I'm in no pain.
All right, yeah, good news anyway for Megan at the end of that story. Megan Cullen from Bantry in County Cork. I was speaking to her a little bit before the show began this morning.